Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning, and welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace. Whether you are listening live on a Sunday morning, the 5th of March 2023, or catching up later on the recordings from the CJMQ website. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, Sherbrooke, and we are broadcasting to the eastern townships of Quebec and beyond. I am so pleased to have you here. Today is the second Sunday in Lent, and the Lenten journey is one that is marked for many by prayer, sacrifice, and charity. Throughout the season, we're asked to intentionally break away from the normal routine of daily life, to, in a sense, strip away life's trivialities, and to focus on our spiritual journey. In other words, Lent is a pilgrimage, a spiritual pilgrimage to the cross. Here are words from Psalm 121, a psalm that was written for journeying to Jerusalem, a pilgrimage journey. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
Troubles see.
Let us pray. God, our helper, we come before you because you are also our great comforter, as you offer us healing and hope through your holy presence with us. We give thanks for the way you are there for us to guide and bless us, and that we can always trust in that guidance and holy presence. We give thanks that we can also always trust in your steadfast and eternal love, made sure to us in Jesus, and that you shower upon us, although we never deserve such love or mercy. God, our helper, we come before you because there is no one else to whom we can go, as you have the gift of life that is lasting and which fills us with a holy purpose. Be near to us, we pray, and help us always. God of salvation, you shower our lives and our world with love, yet we too often turn away from your blessing. It is just so easy to complain. There are little annoyances each day, but they pile up into a mountainous burden that becomes a curse on our lives. Free us from our unwise choices, O God. When we are distracted and confused, redirect our attention to the abundant opportunities to experience your love. During this Lenten journey, focus our hearts on you, that we may choose the blessing of salvation offered us each day through Jesus Christ. God did not send Jesus into the world to condemn it, but that the world might be saved through him. Through the saving love of Jesus Christ and his cross, we are forgiven and blessed. Thank you, Lord, for this grace in which we stand. Amen. Our reading from John's Gospel, chapter 3, at verse 1, the story of Nicodemus coming to Jesus. John chapter 3. Now there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. And so it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and do you not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Amen. Thank you. In the story, we hear that Nicodemus comes to speak to Jesus on the quiet. Nicodemus is a member of the devoutly religious and highly respected Pharisee party. And in those days, if anyone could be trusted to know what the Bible had to say about anything, it was the Pharisees. Nicodemus' opening line when he meets Jesus is, "Rabbi, we know." And that might be written across all their knowledge. "We Pharisees, we know." Although what he is claiming to know is quite positive and affirming of Jesus, his certainty that he already knows who Jesus is and what he is about has already got Jesus challenging him. Jesus doesn't quite say, "You don't know anything," but he might as well have. And maybe that's what Nicodemus knew inside himself. Nicodemus seems to have everything: position, wealth, respect, education, even a measure of fame perhaps. And yet he was searching for something more. So here he is towards the end of his life, and he's begun to experience a gradual awakening to a need that had not been met in who he was or in what he had accomplished, when all that he knew or in everything that he possessed. Perhaps you are furtively, inwardly searching for something. And has the search seemed even more unsettling because the world sees you as a religious person? Have you automatically eliminated your restlessness that's related to God because, after all, perhaps you go to church, or you read your Bible, or you pray, or you listen to these broadcasts, or you have a reputation as somebody who has a faith? Are you beginning to suspect that you are having some kind of identity crisis? Are you relatively healthy and wealthy with no major problems in your marriage, your family, or your business, but somehow there's something not quite right, maybe something wrong? Nicodemus was maybe being taught by his own religious experience that he needs more than just religion, a religion of ritual or of routine, of rote learning, of rigor, of robust observance or rejection. Maybe that's you in 21st century times, going through the pilgrimage of Lent. You do all the right things, you give up all the wrong things, and yet somehow it's not enough. For all your religion, it's still unfulfilled. Like Nicodemus, you may never have done anything really wrong in life, but somehow it isn't enough. Jesus says, "You need a new start." All right, the word is born again. But that might be a phrase that might be a bit of a turnoff for you for the way that it's been used and abused in the media. But do you feel like you need a new start? And Jesus cuts through it. He cuts through to what we bring to our search for life, for faith, for God, for truth, and perhaps overall, the need for love. Did Nicodemus ever know that he was loved? Maybe that's what Jesus is asking when he says, "You need to be born from above. You need to be born into a new relationship, not a new ritual." And all the layers of morality and religiosity, all the years of thinking and training, all the accumulated pride and prejudice, all the accumulated reasoning and rationalizing, all the neatly compartmentalized preconceptions and presumptions, Jesus says, "You need a new start. You need to be born from above." Maybe for the first time in his life, Nicodemus perhaps felt like helpless and hopeless. And that's how life feels at times. It's not been what you thought. It's been flat. It's been empty. You're too old to chart a different course, so you join a bridge club or you learn to play golf. But in the stillness of the night, do you wonder, do you wish there was something more? The psalmist of old lifted his eyes to the hills and he wondered, "Where does my help come from?" And maybe you lift your eyes and you wonder, where is God in these days? Well, if we would see God, we too would lift our eyes to the hills, not just any hill, but to one particular hill, the hill of Calvary. And God's help comes from that hill. God's help comes from the Mount of Crucifixion. Jesus died on the hill of Calvary to reconcile us to God. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Jesus appealed to Nicodemus to believe and be born again in order to receive eternal life and be assured of a place in heaven is for many God's gospel in a nutshell. It's as widely known as anything Jesus ever said. You can find it on posters lining the fields of football games or on license plates or t-shirts, but it comes from the mouth of Jesus himself. Has it ever occurred to you that you need to be born from above? To be born of heaven, to know the life of the Spirit, not the legal structures, to know the vitality of the wind of God, not the virtue of self-made religion. Nicodemus was coming home to love. And Jesus' appeal is striking in its simplicity, stunning in its clarity, supreme in its authority, solemn in its inescapability, strong in its necessity, satisfying in its complexity, sufficient in its centrality, successful in its efficiency, and scorned for its exclusivity. Jesus showed Nicodemus that love dwelt in the heart of God, and our basic human need for love is met in Jesus, Jesus who came in love for love from God. We all need Jesus. He makes change possible when life isn't enough.
Oh, sacred head now. And shame weighed down, now scornfully surrounded with thorns, thy only crown. O sacred head, what glory! What bliss till now was thine, yet though despised and gory, I joy to call thee mine.
The psalmist sang of two options when we need help. We can look to the hills alone or look to the one who made the hills. We will look to God. People of God, the choice is before us, curse or blessing. We choose blessing. God's only Son has come into the world to offer a choice, condemnation or salvation. We choose the salvation of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, from the depths of your love, you sent your Son into the world, not to condemn it, but to save it. And when he was lifted up on the cross and killed, you raised him to life again and opened the life of your kingdom to all who believe and are born of water and the Spirit, calling us to entrust our destinies to the unpredictable currents of your Spirit, and in faith follow your call into unknown places. You have invited us to share in your gracious promise, a promise of blessing for all the earth. Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, you made magnificent mountains and the oceans. You are amazing and powerful, yet you love each of us dearly. Thank you for guiding our lives and ruling all of creation. In the knowledge of your love and power, we bring before you our prayers for our world. Lord of hosts, guide the leaders of the world and give your wisdom to all who are making decisions. Send your peace on earth, for in you alone, the maker of heaven and earth, we find our help. Gracious God, in this season when many Christians have remembered the World Day of Prayer organized this year by the women of Taiwan, we bring before you their prayers for that island, asking for your leading and guiding of the church in that place. In you alone, the maker of heaven and earth, we find our help. God of compassion, bless us and those we love with safety, health, endurance. In you alone, the maker of heaven and earth, we find help. The maker of heaven and earth watches over us day and night, and you have provided for all that we need through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we gather these our prayers into one voice, praying as Jesus taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. As I mentioned in our prayer, it was a delight on Friday night to assemble together with Christians from around the townships for the World Day of Prayer service at St. George's Anglican Church. Thanks to all who came and organised and participated. This morning, the 5th of March, we at St. Andrew's Sherbrooke will be celebrating the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, to which all who are in fellowship with the church are welcome. You can do that either in person or online at YouTube or Facebook. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Through all its forces move.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.